the Word of God's living. It's energizing. And then I think what we'll move on to what Dick's talking about. It's penetrating. And the imagery that he's using here is that of a sword. Okay? Let's read it. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, what is a two-edged sword? Yeah, sharp on both sides. Duh, right? Okay, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God has not only powerful, energizing power, but it has penetrating power. It cuts like a knife, and it probes into the human heart. A Roman soldier used to carry a sword. Y'all all know what a sword is, but he also had about an 18-inch little thing they called a dagger, and it was for hand-to-hand combat, and it was sharp on both edges. And you could take that dagger and really do some business with your enemy if you knew how to use it. It was the sharpest weapon that a soldier had. But as sharp as it was, it had trouble cutting between bone and marrow. Did y'all know, I don't know where I found this, but I'm surely it's true because I wrote it down. Did you know that they have an instrument that can slice one human hair 3,000 times? That's the kind of penetrating power that the Word of God has. It cuts like no other instrument can cut. It gets right down in between the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and shows us what our motives are. It goes all the way down to where the soul and the spirit live. That's where the good and the bad reside. It reaches areas you can't see and don't even know were there. When Simon Peter preached at Pentecost, you remember the day that he preached and 3,000 people were saved? It says that when he preached, 3,000 people were cut to the heart. You remember that? And so Peter, all he did was get out the sword of God's Word. And it began to penetrate. And the Word of God has a way of getting deep down into the recesses of our soul and our spirit. And it cuts and exposes. The Bible examines our lives. It deals not only with our thoughts, but our intentions and the motives behind our thoughts and our intentions. It's our best critic. When you sit down to read your Bible this year, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, guide you, examine you, and convict you. And you know, I said it this morning, the truth of the matter, God's not only got your name, He's got your number. And when you're reading His Word and applying it to your life, man, He will speak to you. He will show you what He wants. It'll change your... When I'm talking to kids, anytime I'm talking to kids, I did the devotional this week over at Chapel Hill Christian Academy. They've got kindergartners through eighth grade. Have y'all ever tried to teach a subject from kindergartners to eighth grade? But you know what I used? I just used the Bible. I used God's Word. And I said, kids, y'all don't know me. And some of them did. Laura Wicks and her kids were there. And Ricky Cooksey's grandson was there. And he always runs up and gives me a big hug. But I said, I'm an old man now, but I want to tell you what's changed my life. And I held up the Bible. And some little boy said, God's Word. And I said, yeah. And I just heard them memorize a bunch of Scripture, a chapter of Scripture. A chapter. And so the Word of God is what we need. It penetrates us. And it shows us where we're right and where we're wrong. It tells us which way to go. I can't tell you how many times I've been reading the Bible in the morning devotional. And, you know, there's a difference between me reading the Bible to get a message and a sermon and reading the Bible for myself to draw closer to God. And it is in those times when God's Word will just cut my spirit and say, you know the way you talked to that person yesterday? you know the way you did this morning? And I want to tell y'all, if I don't spend time for me personally in the Word of God, I've already slammed the door on the way out the house that morning. We don't have a cat, and I've tried to kick the cat. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, it sets the day for me. If I just get into God's Word and allow the Word of God to speak to my heart, and it pierces. 1 John 1:9 says, if I confess my sin, He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. When I get prideful, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. When I'm feeling all alone, Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Proverbs 3:5-6, my mama's favorite verse says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. When I'm backsliding, Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a steadfast spirit. When my life comes crumbling down around me, Philippians 4:6, that we've quoted already. When I'm being tempted, Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. When I'm worried, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. When it seems that all hope is lost, Ephesians 3:20 says, He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. The Word of God does so much more than this. But I don't know where you are with God's Word today, but it will give you everything you need. And it's amazing. And I'm sorry, I've done way too much preaching in the Sunday school lesson today. Y'all were supposed to help me preach. And the Bible says, as the man or woman of God gets into the Word of God, he or she sees the Son of God and is changed by the Spirit of God from glory to glory. That's a great word for us. From glory to glory. And, you know, y'all have heard me say, for the child of God, it's glory here and it's glory there. It's glory everywhere. And as you're in the Word of God, He's moving you from glory to glory. And by the way, I am on my way to glory. The Bible says I am. And one day I'm going to see Him face to face just as He is. And we shall know Him when we see His face. And the Word of God just takes care of everything. It really does. And the part of the Bible that you don't understand, you don't have to understand it. God will help you to understand it when it's time for you to understand it. And He'll give you the words. Any testimonies before we go today? Y'all been a good class for somebody who was very unprepared.
Yes, sir. I have given you a scripture memory card.
Yep.
This week.
Zechariah.
Zechariah 12:1. And I was so moved by the verse that I memorized. And I don't memorize scripture that often, but that one caused me memorize Zechariah 12:1, and he talks about the Lord forming the spirit of man within Him. And it makes me say, you mean He formed something invisible from something invisible? Yes and amen. Yes and amen.
Spoke the world into existence. The psalmist said He whispered. Bible says no man ever spoke like this man. And when He spoke, man, the angels listened in. When He spoke, the demons trembled. When Jesus spoke, lame men jumped up. Blind men were able to see. When Jesus spoke, even lepers healed up. Dead folks got up. The Word of God, we've still got it today. Aren't you thankful for it? All right. I let Billy tackle the high priest passage there, and or wherever he wants to get started when he gets back. Thank y'all for being so patient and so kind and so loving today. I hope you got something from those three or four verses of Scripture. Nothing like it. If you don't have a Bible reading plan, see me. I've got dozens of them. They're all over Google. Last year I read the Bible through chronologically, and you know, as it actually happened, and that was neat. I'd never done that before. But this year I'm back in my Everyday with Jesus Bible, and it's got the dates that you open up January 1 and you read a passage from the Old and New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. It's got a devotional at the end of it, and even further verses for further study. So if you don't have a Bible reading plan, get you one. I'll give you one if you don't have one. Amen? All right, y'all remember those dates I gave you earlier, okay?
February 4,
19th.
High Road. Yes. Revival at Kenwood. And then this coming weekend, 12th and 13th, is that right? Something like that. Friday night and Saturday, the prayer conference with Dr. Kai Bowman. Bill Graham set this up. It's going to be really good. Is that Mark Barnett back there? Mark's busier than a bee right now, and he's trying to, you know, juggling all these balls and keep them juggling and everything, but we're glad that he's here, and we appreciate the Barnett family so much. Close us in prayer, would you, brother?
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your house. We heard your word. As your teaching, Lord, we miss our...
Yes, Lord.
Billy, we just pray a special prayer on him this right now. All these areas that we're going to be in. Please let us this week as we go out, remember our communities and rebuild and struggle through the next round.
Help us, Jesus.
Difficulties put on. Lord, we just pray that you will be with those families and help us as we can serve and do and help any way we can. Bless us where we are this week. Give us guidance, give us wisdom. Don't you always follow your Saint Pastor.